Hey everyone, it's Josh. I am welcoming you to day 3 of 12 days of VGU. I just wanted to start out this recording by saying that there were some audio problems throughout this episode. I think I just had some connection issues throughout the whole thing, and so oftentimes I was dropping out, which caused problems with some of the sites we were using. You will probably hear that throughout the episode, depending on how well I edit this whole thing. I'm going to try and keep most of it in, just because Emmett and Graydon kind of carry the load while I am fixing things to the best of my ability outside of that. So I just wanted to give you a warning on that. Everything is still listenable. It's just more irritating for me to know with all the problems we had, but I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. But with that, I hope you enjoyed the episode. It was a lot of fun, and I hope you all have a wonderful holiday. Take care. Welcome, everyone, to a show I hope we can do more of in the upcoming year, VGU Jeopardy. I am your Alex Trebek knockoff, Josh Miller. We last did an episode of this last year, so if you haven't listened to that, just think the game show Jeopardy amongst friends with much easier questions that I have come up with. Also, go listen to that episode. But now, let's get the show on the road. Now entering the podcast are today's contestants. First up, a man you can find on a number of podcasts, such as Players Club Podcast, Welcome to the Thing, and Spoonful. He loves SpongeBob so much that his web identity references it across all aspects of the interwebs. Joining us from the comfort of his home in Georgia, welcome to the show, Emmett Watkins Jr.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I have been listening to a lot of rap songs that are just AI generated, but they're in universe in the SpongeBob world.
You're going to have to share some of those.
It's from a YouTuber named Glorb. It's really good. There's like a whole narrative where like Plankton and Mr. Krabs are beefing and they're all jumping in. They killed Karen and then he brought her back.
And so, like, are the rappers like Plankton and Mr. Krabs, or is it just like a in-rap story?
No, they have like different gimmicks. Like Plankton, every song Plankton makes is like just three letters and they're just like really vicious diss tracks. And then Squidward has a bunch of like horribly offensive lines, but are like really good rap lines. And then like Karen has a whole song where like she comes back and she's like killing everybody. She shoots SpongeBob and then SpongeBob makes a whole rap about how Sandy left him because he's in the hood shit all the time. It's crazy.
Oh, you're going to have to share that on Twitter or whatever. Check this out.
I will be talking about it places soon. I'm a little nervous to just share an AI generated song without me talking about it first, so you'll hear about it soon.
Our second contestant is making his return to the show in between sessions of the new and wonderful podcast, Indie Book Club. This SpongeBob-themed Jeopardy game was his idea, but he may be disappointed with the lack of SpongeBob the Musical references I omitted in the questions. He may be from Massachusetts, but he's far from a masshole. Please welcome back Graydon Webb.
Thank you. These are fantastic. It's lovely to be here. I'm enjoying a stale cookie that I found on my bedroom floor. And I once owned a SpongeBob Game Boy Advance SP.
I'm already jealous of you.
SpongeBob. Did you not have one?
No, I was poor. I had an Advance. I never even had an SP.
Oh my god.
It has his face on the outside and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't listen to the I think it was the next IBC that we recorded where I tell Alan that I broke two Advance SPs by just snapping them right in half. And then I got my SpongeBob one. I'm sorry for my privilege of it.
You know what? For that instance right there, I'm going to say a good question that you could have made was, which version of SpongeBob cheated on their wife with Ariana Grande? And that's all I have to say on that matter.
I think it was the Claymation one from the Christmas special.
That's good. That's really good.
All right. So for anyone who has not, for whatever reason, seen or played a Jeopardy game, the idea behind it is that there are five columns and each one has a title for it. In this one, our first is actors, in which I will name basically past roles that these actors have been in. And I'll let you guys decide if you want to either name the actor or whatever character they play on the show. I don't know which would be easier for you, so I'll let you to decide what you want to do there.
Ooh.
What were the options again?
You can either name the actor or actress themselves or the role they play on SpongeBob.
I say the role might be the better, easier thing for us to guess, right? Do you agree, Graydon?
It would be easier, but it depends on how hard you want to make this. I mean, where are we? Are we really pros, or do we want to just keep it a little easy there?
Okay, well, before we even continue on with that, I should ask you, Graydon, this was your idea. Where did this come?
I don't know. I know that Emmett talks a lot of shit about being a SpongeBob aficionado, and I just kind of wanted a trivia contest against him because I've been, I don't know, we've been dabbling in trivia a lot recently, just like just random things in my life, and SpongeBob never one that I really explored, and I just didn't know exactly how far. I mean, you mentioned the musical, I'm a big fan of it. I've gone down avenues such as that one. I think we've both played a good amount of the video games. I don't know how much Emmett has watched like spin-offs and stuff, but even really how long he watched it. Like, what would you say? That's a good starting point. What is your like golden age of SpongeBob?
All right, so my golden age, I'll say the first three seasons, but the show started the year I was born. So to say I was there live when it was happening, not quite. But I hopped on around maybe a little bit before the first SpongeBob movie came out. And then, of course, from there, I'm watching season two. I'm watching season one. Season three was the season directly preceding the movie. Stuck with four, stuck with five. About six, maybe, is when... You know, that was after the Antonio, well, let me not say things that might be answers later, but that was after the second movie. Around the second movie, maybe a year or two after that is when I really stopped watching SpongeBob because I got older. I had different interests. G4 was a TV channel that existed, so I watched that for a while. But yeah, SpongeBob is something where even though I might have really been in the trenches for like a good 6 or 7 years, it has always been a part of my life. It is something that I've kind of define myself and the way I tell people it without really realizing it. I kind of, SpongeBob was like my biggest role model as a child, and in a lot of ways I am still trying, not even trying, it's unconscious at this point, but I am still living out that type of perspective and way of being in a lot of ways. And so yeah, it's an important cartoon to me, but we'll see how much of it I actually remember in just a moment.
All right, yeah, I guess, Greg? I would say I'm in a similar boat. I mean, I think, no pun intended. I think a similar boatmobile. I have not seen any of the other movies aside from the first one. That's where I kind of fall apart. So yeah, you may have that one up on me. And I saw a bit of, like, the spinoffs, but I was just so against them that I didn't even want to watch them. And I think I always say that season six is also kind of where I stopped. So as long as those questions, fingers crossed, are in that sweet spot of like the first few seasons, I think we'll have a good matchup here.
Yeah, I know how you guys feel about like a lot of the like newer SpongeBob stuff. So I did try to keep it relatively early on SpongeBob questions. There might be, I think, one or two on here. I don't know what season they were in. So those might throw you for a loop. But for the most part, I think it's like seasons one through three.
Hey, okay. Throw me on a loop if you want to, because you know what I do to loops? I loop them one more time, then pull.
Oh, Josh, this is going to be hell for you.
It's going to be hell. I can already tell. That's why I'm expecting you two to carry all of the conversations.
It's all right. Well, I'm ready for
shoes
it.
Shoes are looking cool.
I ain't wearing shoes. I'm at home.
All right. So, yes, the categories themselves. The first one is actors. I will name past things that the actors have done. In this case, you guys can just tell me what character they play on the show. Okay. Next is titles, in which I will tell you the kind of like a brief plot of what the episode is about. And you have to tell me what the title is. Antagonists, just different characters on the show that have given SpongeBob problems. Songs, pretty self-explanatory. I'll read just a few lines of lyrics and you have to tell me what song it is. And then the Krusty Krab are just random facts about the Krusty Krab.
Oh boy. That sounds like it's gonna be the hardest one, actually.
How were there facts about the Krusty Krab?
Just some little tidbits I found.
It's kind of funny because that, like, you think about it, and the Krusty Krab is kind of like the Starship Enterprise of SpongeBob. Like, as much lore as there is about that dumb ship, there's probably lore about that restaurant.
Good lord.
There is.
You're absolutely right.
So yeah, for Jeopardy, the idea is someone is going to pick whatever category and points that they want to go for. I will read the question, and then both of you have a chance to buzz in. Whoever buzzes in first can make a guess. If they guess it right, they get the points. If they guess it wrong, they have those points deducted from their total. I want to make sure I say that, because the first time we did this, I did not say that, and that kind of screwed some stuff up on our end. And so basically, okay, we just keep a running tally of who gets what. Feel free to talk about answers, memories, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, just have fun. That's all that matters here.
Yeah, FUN, of course. Right on brand.
Exactly. Okay, so to decide who is going to go first, we did this last time as well. I have the buzzers locked. I am going to unlock them. And whoever buzzes in first will get to go first.
All right. Let's make it happen.
So I'm going to unlock it in three. Now.
Oh, wow. Wow. I didn't expect that.
Who did it?
That was Emmett. Oh,
wow. Okay. I didn't expect you to jump the gun like that. That really threw me off.
I was like, I don't know if I really want you to get down to one exactly. So yeah. Emmett, you get to go first.
Yeah,
and you get to pick the category, pick the points, and then just remember, Grain does have the opportunity to buzz in as well if he knows the answer. So,
all right, well, let's take a little bit of baby steps, but also I ain't no coward. Let's do songs for 200, please.
Songs for 200. And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong. But it'll help if you just sing along.
Please tell me. No.
Was it? What happened?
No! What happened?
What happened?
Yeah, I know the connection. Okay. Yeah, the connection went out for whatever reason. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. We're still here. I know what the answer is.
Okay, yeah, well, I buzzed. Nobody has buzzed in yet, so.
You got kicked out of the room. I got kicked out of the room.
Oh, you got kicked out of the room? Ah!
yeah, the room doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, that's so stupid. Okay. Let me create a new room.
No worries. I know what that answer is.
This is a great start.
Look, I while we're waiting, I will regale you with the story. One of the categories on My Little Family Feud game what was it? Basically, it was all questions about me again, like I did with Jeopardy last year. One of them was name my favorite MCU projects, and I clicked through the slide on accident and accidentally revealed one of them before anybody got a guess. And so I just had to split up those points between both teams, but I was like, man, that sucks. So you haven't done that yet. Thank God.
Let's see, how many were on that list?
Oh, there were, that one was eight. I had eight full ones.
So we got Black Panther. We got...
It is? Ooh, okay. Oh, we're saying them. Okay, I'll pull the PowerPoint up right now.
I'm just going to guess for you. We got Infinity War.
Okay, all these are on there so far.
You don't like Guardians.
Not enough to have it on there. I did not have it on there. No.
I was going to say Civil War.
No Iron Men are on there at all.
Oh. Yeah,
Civil War? No Civil War. I think you already said Endgame or Infinity War?
I said Infinity War.
Okay. Infinity War is on there. Black Panther is on there.
Homecoming's on there.
Homecoming is on there, yes.
Ragnarok?
Ooh. Ragnarok?
Yes, Ragnarok's on. It's number 10. Ragnarok's number 10. Or at 10 point, it was eight items, so the number one got 80 points. Last one got 10 points. So yeah, Thor is last.
Man, so what do we got left? Four or three?
Black Panther's 40 points. You got that. Infinity War's 30 points. You got that. Thor Ragnarok is 10 points. You got that. And Homecoming is 70 points. You got that. So you have four more.
There's one that's higher than...
There's only one possible movie that could be higher than Homecoming. One that also made me cry. Maybe not to the same degree, but it did make me drip a little bit. That's a weird way to say it, but yes.
Endgame's not on there.
Endgame is 60 points.
Okay, all right. Please don't forget.
Yeah, I'm trying to run them all through.
No, I can't. It was MCU projects, I'll say. Projects.
Oh.
All of them are movies except one.
Is one a show? Oh, WandaVision?
God, no.
Is one of them a show?
Loki season one, 50 points, yes.
Okay. And then the others are movies.
Yes. So you have the 80-point answer left, the 20-point answer left, and I think that's it.
Is that up to everything currently?
There's not the only thing of like the post-Endgame era that's on here is Loki. Everything else is like further back. Because I didn't watch most of the stuff. Nah. No.
Nah.
Okay, you're so surprised that Spider-Man Homecoming wasn't number one.
Yeah.
You're in the right realm to guess what is number one. No Way Home is 80 points, yes.
That's post-Endgame.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
not in the timeline. Yes,
it is post-Endgame. It absolutely is, but like, I ain't thinking about it like that.
All right, then one more.
The one for 20 points, you got to go pretty far back. Not the first MCU movie, but like very far back.
Oh,
Avengers?
Maybe Avengers 1 is 20 points, yes.
I was just going to say that. All right.
Bingo, bango.
Look at that. Good job. Like a book.
See, I made all the questions way easier, so now you could like guess enough times and you'll get something rather than, what are my favorite video essays? No one else there watches video essays. No one knew what the fuck that question was, so I took it out.
Susie the Sphere Hunter.
Oh shit, that's a good, that would have been a good one to put in there. She is not on here, but I do like her quite a bit. She's good.
She do video essays?
Yeah, she does. I consider what she does video essays. Good stuff, good stuff. The question that I did take out about video essays, do you want to guess any more of them? Susie Sphere Hunter's not on here.
Yeah, how many you got?
Each bomber
there's eight of them. Oh, wait, did I put him on here? Fuck, no, I did not put him on here. This is before his plagiarism video reminded me that he exists because he only puts out a video once every, like, 16 months.
But if Defunct Plant's not on there, you're crazy.
I'm crazy. There's only, like, three Defunct Plant videos I like. All right. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that as another interstitial later. Looks like the game's back.
Can you see it now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to unlock the buzzers.
All right.
So to reiterate, it's, and if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong, but it'll help if you just sing along.
No! No! I didn't get anything!
I
guess you got it first. I should have done that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can lock and do it again. Do you want to be fair? We can have Emmett reload and then lock it and do it again if you want.
I'm a reload. See what happens. Let's all see right here. Boom, bam, bam.
This is going to be my downfall. I'm going to be 200 points in the loss.
Just because you wanted to be nice.
Yep.
All right. I'm ready.
Whew. Try this again. And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong, but it'll help if you just sing along. Graydon.
What is the campfire song song?
What is the campfire song song?
Gosh darn it.
Good word. Sorry.
20 points is light work. I'm coming back. You better draw a circle around you in the sand.
That was an oval. It has to be a circle. Just another tiny little anecdote. I had 10 episodes of SpongeBob that I purchased on my PSP. And I would this would be on my Family Feud. And they one of them was Campfire. Is it called the Campfire? This might be a question, an answer to a question.
The camping episode.
Yeah. And that was one of them. And so like those words are just ingrained in my mind. I would go to sleep with them. That was the part I left out. I would keep my PSP under my pillow and I would just have, I'd just sleep on the speaker and listen to nothing but SpongeBob all night long.
That's so innocent. When I took my PSP to bed, it's for different reasons. I was a grown young man. Anywho.
Hold on. Because Alan's not here. I'm going to be vague about what we're talking about here. But in a similar fashion, I had a friend. This was middle school. I don't know. And I told him, like, you know, that was the PSP was used for such a situation. And he got so irritated with me because he's like, "You're using pictures?" And I was like, yeah.
"All right, first off, I wasn't using pictures. I was advanced. All right, we had 360p. All right, things were working. Shout out to PSPDemoCenter.com. They hooked your brother up.
You had the data package. You could 3G it.
Dude, was that on PSP little... or just Vita? No, on PSP. Well, on PSP, they didn't have like a video player, so you'd have to just go to the website, download the actual video, wait 15 minutes for it to download, and then you could do whatever you wanted to do. But I had more patience than sense, and I still do. So,
oh, I don't want to check those video cards. Anyway.
Yeah, you probably don't.
So I get to pick. I'm going to pop it off with Krusty Krab for 100.
Krusty Krab for 100.
All right.
The Krusty Krab is most famous for this food item.
Oh.
Ooh, that would be Emmett.
The Krabby Patty is a... Damn, fuck. What is a Krabby Patty?
A Krabby Patty.
Okay, forgot we were playing Jeopardy. All right, I'm back in it. Whew, I won. Could you imagine if I whiffed that? What are kelp fries?
Sequin milkshakes?
Pretty patties. Good Lord. All right, I'm back on the board. I'm coming for you, Graydon. Let's see. Sure. All right, well... Let's see. You know what? Let's step it up a notch. For 300 points, I'm going for antagonists.
Oh. Antagonists for 300. SpongeBob was able to escape the grips of this criminal who loved choking people to death. That's also Emmett.
Oh, good. Good.
Who is the sash ringing, the glass ringing, the hash slinging slasher?
No.
Fuck
no,
me.
No, that's not
that
right.
Is incorrect.
I swear to God. I think I know what it is, and if I'm right, I'm gonna be really
that
upset.
Is incorrect.
So now what? Graydon gets a chance to steal?
My buzzer got kicked out. Did you?
Oh yeah, well, I got kicked out too. And the screen's gone! It's Willy Wonky right now. Well, here, I'm gonna go ahead and let you make another Cosmo Buzz Room, and in the meantime. Let's go back to that tangent we were on. What are my 8 favorite video essayists? Keep guessing. Let's see if you guys can get any of these people.
Oh, my God. I'll be shitty and say I haven't looked at your essay, like your article since last year. So
That's fair.
I forget every.
I'll say some of these people have never been on one of those lists because they haven't put out something in time to be on one of those lists.
Oh, fucking Noah Caldwell Gervais.
And ding, ding, ding. That is number one. Yeah, okay. Of course.
And there's another one that you mention a lot.
They also host on MinMax sometimes. They have another podcast called Something Rotten, which is also a good show you can listen to. They spoke at a library once. I watched that video.
Is it like Brandon?
Ooh, it is a normal white man name like that, yes. But it's not that name. There's also a normal white girl name on here, and that's it. Everybody else is a brand. All right.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I get to steal. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong. Oh, but I don't want to throw out this name.
Yeah, you don't have to guess it if you don't want to.
Oh, shit, I hear you through the thing now. All right, I'm going to go with The Strangler.
There is something before The Strangler.
Who was the... Can I?
He said it already!
Oh, crap. Okay, yeah, you're right. I lost it.
It is...
Well. Bikini Bottom Strangler.
The Tattletale Strangler.
Oh, shit. Who the hell is that?
Holy fuck, we're in trouble.
At least I was looking up online, that's the name I ran across. The dude with, like, he was trying to convince. Yeah, the mustache dude.
That guy. Wow.
I thought he was just the Strangler.
Tail Strangler.
Good lord.
Creepy hands.
The hashling slasher literally had a sharp thing on his arm. Why did he doesn't strangle anyone? He stabs them with a spatula. Good lord.
I mean, it's never really said, I don't think, what he does. He just creeps up behind you and then he gets you.
He just hash rings and slash rings.
He swings your hash.
Damn, bro. He'd suck at a Waffle House employee. All right. Absolutely. Well, how about this? Since Graydon, you're still in the lead, do you want to just be the one to pick next?
Is that fine?
I'm fine with it.
I'm going to go with Songs for 300.
Oh, fuck. We're in trouble again.
Songs for 300. I know I shouldn't mope around. I shouldn't curse. But the pain feels so much worse because winding up with no one is a lot less fun than a burn from the sun or sand in your buns.
Oh, God. It's not.
Did the buzz work? No!
I'm going to reload. I'm going to reload.
There we go.
Reload?
What? Oh, no, it's just slow, apparently, but Emmett is who is coming up.
Yeah!
Sorry. Okay.
Goofy Goober. Okay. Goober is Goober? Emmett.
Okay.
Let him have it.
Okay. Emmett.
All right. What is Because I Ripped My Pants? The Ripped Pants song.
Ripped Pants.
Yeah! Love it. Give me some points. I'm back in the positive, baby. No negativity around here. PLP in the building. I don't know what that means.
All of the song names, I'm hoping these are like what they're actually called.
Yeah.
When I was looking them up online, these are what they were titled. So I'm hoping they're all correct. But
well, there was an album.
Are in the. Yeah, that's what I think. That's where all these are pulled from, except the one I'm not sure you guys will know.
Oh shit. Oh, damn. I was scared. Ocean Man.
Santa's coming tonight.
Oh, my God.
Go for it, Emmett.
All right. Let's see. You know what? Let's get spicy. I'm going actors 400. Actually, not that spicy.
Here we go. Cindy Vortex and Jimmy Neutron. Ashley Graham and Resident Evil 4. Mandragora in Winx Club and Zoe in Spyro Year of the Dragon. Grubby Grouper.
So we're saying the character?
The character name is totally fine.
Sandy Cheeks?
Carolyn Lawrence or Sandy Cheeks?
Okay.
I didn't know that, but I had to remember, like, is this one of those, is SpongeBob a show where a girl plays a boy? It's not. So I was like, all right.
One of those AI rap songs I was listening to is a song from Sandy, but they put rapper names for all the SpongeBob characters. So it's Sandy the Squirrel with like two E's, like Megan Thee Stallion.
You need to get some air.
Oh, it's great. She has one of the best songs on that channel. Shout out to Glorb, man. Glorb makes good music.
All right. Let's go with actors for 200.
Actors for 200. Heifer Wolf in Rocko's Modern Life, Plastic Man in Batman Brave and the Bold, the Mayor in Powerpuff Girls, or the Ice King in Adventure Time. Goofy Goober.
Yes. I'm going to go. Ooh. I'm going to go with Patrick. Who is Patrick Starr?
That's incorrect.
No! I know what the fuck it is. God damn it.
I want to steal.
Fucky wucky, dude.
You want to steal?
That is Tom Kenny himself, SpongeBob SquarePants.
That is Tom Kenny SpongeBob.
That's what we're SquarePants. Doing. I did not really. Okay, so I was the entire time with the last question and this one, I was like, all right, what is the relationship dynamic that all these characters share? Think of that character that fills that role.
Well, Ice King is pretty much just Tom Kenny just being himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew Tom Kenny was the mayor and Ice King. I didn't know he was Heifer or Plastic Man. So Plastic I really... Man,
yeah, surprising.
Ugh, God. All right. Now I understand the question. I will play again.
Sidebar, Josh, you're the comic guy. Is Batman Brave and the Bold good?
It's extremely fun.
Okay. Because there's it looks fun.
Yeah, it's just like a goofy, like... team up every episode, but it's more lighthearted than kind of what DC had been doing around, you know, before and after. It's just a lot of fun. So okay. Yeah, if you have any interest in like kind of more goofy and bright colors and all that sort of stuff, but get a nice mix of other characters in the DC universe, like that's the show you should definitely check out. It's only like two seasons.
Oh, cool. Hmm. Oh, okay. I definitely will.
Use it to my ears.
Short things? Awesome. Can I go with antagonists for 200, please?
Antagonists for 200. This creation of SpongeBob's using a magic pencil.
Please.
Grumpy Grouper.
God damn it.
That would be who is DoodleBob?
DoodleBob is the correct answer.
The silence gives me hope that never exists.
I gotta say, were we saying you have to answer in the form of a question?
I've already broken that once.
I personally don't really care.
Okay, because I messed that up with the Tom Kenny one, and I don't want to break the game.
Honestly, I didn't even notice.
Okay.
I'm just looking for the answer, so.
I'm gonna go with Antagonist for 100.
Oh, no. Antagonist for 100. Owner of the Chum Bucket. Oh. Goofy Goober.
Yeah! Plankton! Just Sheldon P. Plankton.
Sheldon Plankton.
Ah, yes, I got that first name. Plankton. Yeah. I'm back into positives, and by positives, I mean zero exactly.
This is a low score game. Yeah, so for anyone listening, Green has 400, and Emmett is at zero. So it's still anybody's game.
Except Emmett's.
Except Emmett's for a while. Unless he wants to pull a 500 out of his ass here.
All right, well, let's see. You know what? I don't believe myself to that degree. So we're going to go with titles for 300.
Titles for 300.
God, I hate this category.
Let's fucking
After
go.
Visiting Glove World, SpongeBob and Patrick board a wrong bus and get stranded as they wait for a new bus. Goofy Goober.
Oh, come on.
The answer is just like the Eminem song of the same name, Rock Bottom.
Oh,
see, I knew you guys would get at least one of these right.
Damn,
I'm shady.
Being an Eminem fan pays off.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Don't listen to that Eminem song expecting something happy-go-lucky like SpongeBob might make you think. That song's incredibly depressing. Kind of gets suicidal in that song. It's very sad.
That episode is, too.
It's dark? I don't know if I'd call it sad. It absolutely is, like, troubling if you're, like, I don't know, 8 years old watching that.
That's the one with, like, the cliff he can't get up, right?
Yeah. We just stuck deep down.
Yeah.
Down low.
And they all
I know some SpongeBob.
Indeed. So yeah. All right. So let's see what we got next. I'm about to clean up some more. You know what? Let's circle back around. Krusty Krab for 200 this time, please.
Krusty Krab for 200. According to the Krusty Krab training video, employees work under what unfortunately named philosophy?
Fuck.
Grubby Grouper.
Fuck.
Always remember. Poop. Order our patties. Another one for my PSP.
I think that's your POOP there.
POOP.
You down with POOP? Yeah, you know me.
POOP.
Well, now I feel pretty shitty for selecting that question. So go ahead, Green.
Let's go with. Titles for 100.
Titles for 100. Squidward creates a band to perform at the Bubble Bowl. Goofy Goober.
He was so ready.
I was like maybe one choice in high school away from being this myself. Give me Band Geeks.
What is Band Geeks?
Yeah. I was either going to be a band geek, a theater kid, or Aladdin nerd, and I went the third route.
An Aladdin nerd?
No, Latin, like the language of Latin.
Okay. What?
An Aladdin nerd. Could you imagine?
What kind of school did you go to?
Yeah, we had an elective that was just Aladdin.
Yeah, I had Lion King nerds and Mulan stands.
Yo, I got Rotel Dorado 101 in a couple hours.
Oh my god. That class has been shut down, my friend.
Cancel after one semester.
They teach that behind the dumpster with Treasure Planet 101.
Turns out there was some inappropriate sexual content in that class and parents weren't comfortable with their kids.
See that? Oh my god. I have to defend myself there. I did not go the proper Jeopardy route where I was like, oh, I'm in the lead, I'm gonna stay in the lead. I just wanted to try titles, and now I've unknowingly handed over the reins to
badly. Speaking of titles, let's come back to titles and let's see if we can make this a tie game. 200 points.
Alrighty, oh, titles for 200.
Oh boy.
SpongeBob and Patrick want to become entrepreneurs, so they proceed to sell chocolate bars, which doesn't go as planned. Grubby Grouper.
That would be chocolate with nuts.
Damn it!
Chocolate with nuts.
Hell yeah. I was born with glass bones and paper skin. Every morning I'd break my legs, and every afternoon I'd break my arms.
How at dare night, you?
I lie awake in agony until my heart attacks put me to sleep.
When you say it like this.
And scene. Oh god, this is fun. Can we go with Krusty Krab for 300?
Krusty Krab for 300. The menu's name at the Krusty Krab.
Oh no. What?
Fuck.
Answer game. Neither of you want to guess it, just let me know and we'll move on.
Give me a minute.
As I Google the answer.
Oh my fucking god.
I don't have that luxury. I'd get called out for cheating.
I mean, no one would know if I Googled it, but I want to be honest.
I know what it means. Like there's a name at the top of it. But I can't picture what it is, and I don't want to fuck up my points.
What's the hints policy?
Yeah. That lifeline's looking good right about now.
I'm not even sure I could give you a clue on this one.
Is it one word?
It's three word. I mean, it's the something something.
Yeah, it's something piratey.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, second word is kind of piratey. The third word is another word for food.
Oh my god.
Both words start with G.
Shiver me timbers. You know what? I'm going to just try something.
Like I said, you don't have to guess if you don't want to. Nobody loses points if neither of you know.
Wait, did my buzz not pick up? I tried to buzz.
In fact, one of the words is, I'm sitting here looking at it in the Cosmo buzz.
No. Okay, my buzz isn't working. I'm refreshing.
No, lost connection again.
Oh, no.
All right, well, this gives us time to think. All right.
That Cosmo buzz is just not stable right now for some reason.
No. I'm sure it's like a very high-end website and all right now. But...
yeah, we're really only the best here at VGU.
More like Cosmo busted.
Nice.
That's all I got. That's this.
All right, can you guys still see the screen and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, we still see the stream, so okay. We're good on that.
Okay, did you hear the last clue about me seeing the second...
You see it in the thing. Yes, it's in the Cosmo it's Buzz. In Cosmo Buzz. So it's like
I mean, if you guys just want to do a whoever says Buzz first, we can do that.
All right. I'm just going to say Buzz. Buzz for Buzz. Emmett. I'm going to say the Golden Grouper?
That is incorrect.
Oh, Franklin D. Roosevelt. I don't know. I'm this one might be the one. This is the one that kills me.
I got one of the words, but I'm not fucking up my points.
Okay. Then the answer is galley grub.
Yeah. Ew! What?
Galley is what I was messed up on. But even before you gave the hint, I was like, it's gotta be grub.
What the fuck does that mean? The galley grub.
Well, galley is a kitchen on a boat.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, pirates. You know, pirates and shit, man.
The galley grub is absolutely the type of restaurant you break up with your girlfriend at.
Yes. No, she breaks up with you because you took her there.
Absolutely. I can imagine a milkshake being thrown at someone's face at a place called that.
It sounds like the restaurant Will Smith was working in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Actually, yes. Maybe that's why I imagine so much drama happening there, because it probably did on that show.
Welcome to the galley grub.
Ashley, what are you doing? You're not my dad. Oh, boy. All right. So, I mean, it's in no one's hands. I guess, Graydon, you're still in the lead, so you want to get her done? In fact, while you're setting up the new room, back to the PowerPoint. All right. All right. I'm going to start at the bottom, because what I did during the party when people couldn't guess it, I just started from the bottom and kept going up. So, video essay people, number 10 points, I mean, 10 points, folding ideas.
Those yeah, I was going to guess him.
Ah, damn. Yeah, well, that's one of them.
Say him. Okay.
I definitely would have. So, yeah, folding ideas is on there. That's number 10. Noah Caldwell is number is 80 points. 8 picks here. Uh-huh. Number 10. 10 points, excuse me. Okay, slight descriptions. We have someone who talks a lot about internet culture. Someone who talks about one single video game for a very long time with a freakishly good memory of everything.
Oh, is it... is one of them down the rabbit hole?
Ah, nah. I've seen one down the rabbit hole video in my whole life.
What is that fucking guy's name? Fucking A.
Glasses?
He talks about like RTS games.
Ooh, shit. Okay. Whoever you're thinking of, no. The only real time strategy I use is trying to win this game right now.
God, give me the rest of the hints and then we'll go back to SpongeBob and I'll think on some.
All right. Another one of these folks. They made a really good series about how to recognize not left-leaning political views and statements in the outside world. Another one is very high production value in their essays, and they make very long ones, and it's been a lot. There's been a lot of time in between their video releases, but they're very good. Another one, they don't tend to have points all the time in their videos, but their videos are often just a meditation on a certain idea, and they just use a bunch of different games rapid fire to kind of like talk about that idea for a couple minutes. Another one is like based around like Black concepts and Black perspectives on things. And they are probably my favorite YouTuber that does that. And then you already guessed Noah at the top.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard.
Ones I can tell, I can picture, but I did. Is his name like a Jasper or Jansen?
There is a J. There is a J. There's a J A. You're on the path.
Jacob. Jacob, that's the one I'm thinking of.
I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna just give it to you. Jacob Geller.
Geller, yes. Yeah, Jacob he was Geller. The Brandon I was thinking of. It was Jacob
yeah.
Geller.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the normal white name I was telling you about. Three, that's 60 gosh, points.
I'm still going, but I got three.
All right, good job. Perhaps we'll come back. We'll see how the buzzer situation works. All right, so we got a new room.
Side game.
Yeah. Keep you invested.
That whole thing is on you, Grant. I will not be able to guess a single person on the list.
I got some other ones.
It's making me think about video essays that I like that we probably don't have the shape share the same circles, but I just it's fun to think about. Like, I want to make a list of people that I enjoy.
Yeah, I'm trying. One thing about writing that article every year is me being like, all right, let me not feature the same 20 people that I did last year. I need to go out, find other people, and put them in here. So I've been making a little bit of an effort for that, but now I'm really trying to get down to the wire and do that. So it helps. It helps to get new names.
So this is on me now.
Bingo.
Let's clean up with songs for 100. Just
songs for 100.
Come on, let me double my money.
F is for fire that burns down the whole town. U is for uranium bombs. Damn it.
Yeah. F is for fun. Wait, nah. fun. SpongeBob featuring Plankton. Fun. F you win.
The fun.
Yeah,
song.
The fun song. Yeah.
Fun.
A buzzer didn't work. I'm just testing it right now, but that's fine. Sorry, I'm okay right with it. I'm okay. Now it works. So we're good.
Oh boy. I like how you said fun like the thong song. That was very I did notice that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I respect that a whole lot. You know what? I gotta make some ground for 500 points.
Oh.
I'ma do antagonists.
Oh.
Well, Emmett, this one is going to be for you because Green said he hasn't seen it.
No.
Portrayed by Antonio Banderas in the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water.
God damn it. I don't remember this motherfucker's name.
He says it one time in the entire movie.
He's like something the pirate. Like,
yep.
It's not Patchy, but it's the pirate.
Something the pirate.
It's not Squiggles. It's not fucking Bob.
Pissbeard.
Patch. Nah, Patchy's the thing that I said it's not. God damn it. Can I say the pirate and get 250 points, or is that not possible?
That is not possible. In fact, Graydon was closer.
Patch. Wait, Patch is the pirate?
No.
I'm closer with Pissbeard.
Yep.
Wait, fart beard. It's like some immature joke, isn't it?
It's not an immature joke. No.
Was he human or was he like an animated? Because that was the one where they kind of looked like clay.
Live action. This was live action.
Yeah, it was a live action thing.
But I'm just going to Google it. Interested.
Blackbeard. Brown. It is Blackbeard. It's just Blackbeard.
Is that what you want your final answer to be?
It's the famous historical pirate Blackbeard, as portrayed by Antonio Banderas. That is my final answer.
Well,
God damn it!
It's Bert.
What the hell?
Burger Beard the Pirate.
Burger Beard. Look at him.
He's all about flipping those burgers after he stole the Krabby Patty formula.
Well, I'm flipping him off, because why would you name yourself that?
He steals the formula and then he makes Krabby Patties?
Yeah, he like makes a food truck on land.
What?
What it's so dumb.
Yeah,
it's pretty great. Was it a good movie? I skipped.
Was it a good movie?
Yeah.
It was definitely, I remember my thoughts on it were, it didn't need to exist. It felt like just another episode of SpongeBob that just happened to be 90 minutes instead of like a big event, like the first one felt. It was weird. It was strange. I don't understand it, but hey, there's another actor who was in that movie that was also a celebrity that I am hoping is one of the other questions, because I need some points.
Nope.
Ah, fuck. All right. Well, I tried. Burger Beard is so dumb. All right. And go ahead, Graydon.
Burger Beard. Oh, man. All right. Let's see. I'm going to go with Krusty Krab for 400.
Krusty Krab for 400. In SpongeBob's Big Birthday Blowout, the voice actors played real-life versions of their characters in this restaurant that mirrors the Krusty Krab. Emmett.
All right, I have no idea what this is. I was just hoping I could get it before you. I have nothing to lose, so let's do this. I'm going to say...
Do you guys want hints?
I would love a hint.
The name of the restaurant rhymes with the Krusty Krab.
My guess is the Rusty Slab.
That is incorrect.
Well, all right. I had nothing to lose except everything.
I'm going to keep my points. I got no clue.
Okay. Emmett, you were close.
No.
It is the Trusty Slab.
Oh! I wonder!
I would have gone with Rusty and then something else, so I would have screwed that.
God, don't put anything on my tab. I'm in the negative.
I've only seen that clip in like meme form. I didn't watch that episode.
Yeah, I've never seen the episode, but yeah, I've seen that clip everywhere.
Yeah, I think that episode came out well after I was done watching the show, but I'm like, the dude from Detroit become humans here.
Let's go with Krusty Krab for 500. Let's fuck it up.
Finishing.
I'm already fucked up.
Good luck, guys. In Walking the Plankton, the Krusty Krab is revealed to have this address.
Drop it. What is this lore? Where is this freaking atlas of Bikini Bottom culture? What? What's Walking the Plankton? I don't even know that one.
Oh, Emma's just gonna keep it going.
P42 Wallaby Way should be.
Emmett, why would you throw? Don't take his points for that. Don't.
I don't fucking know. None of us know this one. We're giving up. Let's give up.
Something Conch Street?
No.
No. I don't know. I'm giving up.
Yeah, let's just go with it. What is it?
I had a feeling neither of you would. I didn't even know that they had the address in the show whatsoever.
Oh, get the hell out.
I think SpongeBob 831
Bottom Feeder Lane.
Wow.
That was my name in college.
Apparently, it's like not even like really shown. It's on like you have to do a very specific like pausing the episode, and it's on like a piece of mail or something like that.
Wow.
So none of us would have ever known this.
Not unless you were super hardcore SpongeBob fans like I thought you two were.
Conch Street is the street SpongeBob lives on. I just Googled that.
Ah, that's it. That's why it was in your head.
That's why it was in my head. I think the Lego set was called Conch Street that had their three houses.
That makes sense. That makes sense. The infamous three homes.
Yes. All right. So I guess I'll go with... Songs for 400.
Songs for 400.
Oh boy.
Put your toys away. Well, then I got to say when you tell me not to play. I say, no way, no way, no, 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 no way. Emmett.
Yeah! The Goofy Goober theme song, also known as Goofy Goober Rock.
Is that?
Goofy Goober Rock.
Oh, you didn't know that one, Graydon?
I hate that freaking song.
Oh, I love that song. That song tickles me in a deep down area. That song is my ethos.
Is that song in the actual series or is it just in the movie?
Just the movie.
Just the movie.
Yeah. The concept of Goofy Goobers and the whole thing was all just the movie.
Absolutely. Okay. See, that's kind of why that movie felt like a big deal, because there's shit that happens in that movie that is never brought up again in the rest of the SpongeBob canon, which on one hand is like kind of BS, but on the other hand, it's like, well, it's cool because it's special for the movie. But in Sponge Out of Water, nah, all that shit could have just happened in an episode. All that is nothing.
It's kind of the Eternals of SpongeBob.
It really is.
It has no effect on the rest of the series.
Yeah.
Even the King Triton is different than the show's version.
It really is. It's crazy, actually. Oh, boy.
I'll say, because when we were at Universal a couple weeks ago, we were, you know, SpongeBob is on like all the time, and they were having some of the newer stuff on, including the Patrick Show. And they did have like the Goofy Goober restaurant or whatever in those episodes. So I wasn't sure if that was a long running thing or if it's something that just spawned from the movie.
I will say a lot of new SpongeBob tries to pull you in with nostalgia.
Yeah,
they brought back Bubble Bass as like a main character now.
He's a villain.
Yeah, he's like one of the gang. He hangs out with them all the time now. So maybe he is still kind of a villain, but he's like the new Squidward. Like Squidward is less of a dick to them or something. I don't know. But
I've been trying to have an Egan.
There's a lot of like references, so that doesn't surprise me that the Patrick Show would do that's interesting.
Also, but creatively, I mean, bankrupt.
Yeah, true. I mean, even you look at a thing like Weenie Hut Juniors or whatever, that only existed in one episode. Like, they're little throwaway things.
This is true. That plus that whole Weenie Hut bit was kind of like very slightly mildly sexist. So it's like, because the whole idea was like, Sandy is a girl. She can't fight. Oh, fuck. Wait.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's a whole thing, but we'll see. Speaking of taking L's, I'm ready to take another L. Actors for 300, please.
Actors for 300?
Terrified.
Captain Batron Hadley in Shawshank Redemption. Sergeant Charlie Zim in Starship Troopers. Lex Luthor in Superman the Animated Series, and Dog Pound and Razar in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 2012.
Give me a minute. All right. I'm going to make a guess right now. All right. The fact that you were like, I can't believe you don't got this.
The one who may very well have the most impressive resume on the show.
All right, with that being said, I'm going to go. I already buzzed. I hit it first. I hit it way before. Hold up.
Okay, no, if he did, that's fine. I just got to reload. Let him have it. Oh
no. The game screen is also left. Oh, boy.
Is Josh gone?
Josh is. Okay, I hear Josh now. I hear Josh.
Josh, we're too close.
We still have time. We can still make it.
I know who you're gonna guess, and I'm gonna let you guess them, but I did not think that was going to be what was chosen for the examples. I'm surprised because it's smart, but I just figured I had more points to lose than if you won these points. So standing back. Like you can have.
I mean, based off of those examples, I was absolutely going to guess someone else entirely different. But the fact I when I hit the buzzer, I was already going to vote for the original person. But then Josh kept talking and said, "I can't believe the most prolific person." I'm like, "Oh, okay." In that case, then it's the other one. But like you said, I thought we'd get some more examples, some more visual examples than auditory examples, I'll say. But you know, we'll see what happens. So, how are we doing, Josh? How's it going on your side? If you're still there.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. The connection dropped out again for me here. So
it's all good.
What was your answer?
I did not answer yet. I was waiting until you were definitely there.
Yeah. So, I'm definitely here now.
All right. In that case, I'm going to say Clancy Brown.
Thank Please. You for knowing who Clancy Brown. I should have kept.
Oh, I was so terrified. Yeah, because I'm not gonna lie to you. When I knew Clancy Brown would be one of these, but I was waiting for you to do a Detroit Become Human or something.
Yeah, or from Ahsoka.
Yeah, something like that. Something where we would have seen their face.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
Do you see the Jeopardy board? Speaking of seeing things.
I do not see the Jeopardy board, and also Cosmo Buzz did drop out. Okay. I will put in a vote for we just abandon Cosmo Buzz and just Buzz.
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine. And then Josh has to watch out for who says Buzz first.
Okay.
That works for me.
All right. We'll do that. And then
like a letter in the chat, in the Discord chat.
Yeah. And then whoever's on top got it.
Yeah. So like have something ready and then hit enter when you feel good.
Excellent. We'll do it that way. In that case, I'm good to go. I have a chance. If I get two back-to-back correct answers, then I will either tie or succeed. So,
yep. So for anyone listening, Green is at 800 and Emmett is at 0.
With that being said, let's go ahead and pick. All right. Something's going on. All right. Well, Josh, I'm gonna let you come back to it. I guess I'm going to come back to the other tangent.
Yeah, so who do I got? I got 5 left?
Yes, you've guessed Noah Caldwell, you've guessed Jacob Geller, and you've guessed I said folding ideas just outright. You still have 5 left, yes. So
we got Black culture, we got a lady, we got the left-wing person, we got...
Anti-left. Well, they are left-wing, but they talk a lot about right-wing stuff and how to recognize it.
Okay. Is that like a political streamer?
It is not a political streamer. They make a lot of political videos, but they also make a lot of video game essays as well.
And then was Jacob Geller the long-form video game person? Like
Jacob Geller is the one who like thinks of an idea and just has a bunch of different game examples of like just meditating on this idea, but he doesn't often come to a direct point.
Yeah, he did the one about like atmospheric horror, right? With like 3 different house games. Yeah, that was
great. Yeah. Incredible bit.
That's hard.
I'll say there's 2 ladies left on here. One of these ladies is a contrarian. One of these ladies has a single letter for her last name.
Oh, oh, man. The one that's like popular. Is she trans? Not that it matters, but like.
Okay. One of them is, yes. One of the women are.
Oh, what's the name? It's like one word, right?
It's a compound word.
Oh man.
One's a contrarian and the other one has a letter for a last name.
ContraPoints.
ContraPoints, bingo.
Okay, yep.
Good job. We'll come back to see who that letter is in a little bit, but in the meantime, it seems like Jeopardy up first. Yeah, how are we looking, Josh? What's the update? I understand the connection's sliding.
Been a nightmare.
Am I good for songs for 500, I believe? That's what I'm going to go for.
Okay. Songs for 500. Let's try this.
Buzzers at the ready.
You can relax all day like a tiki can, or lay out in the sun for a tiki tan, or drink from a coconut that's full of flan. Letter.
All right. I gotta be honest. I don't remember the name of the song, but I do think this is the song that Squidward sang in that late season episode where he found a whole big island of a bunch of other Squidwards. Not the one where he went to the retirement home with a bunch of Squidwards, but like it was, he was playing the clarinet a lot and a bunch, some of the Squidwards had a mustache. It was something like that.
This is the one that had like Johnny Depp as a guest star or something.
Maybe. Was that Johnny Depp? He kind of had like a Kenny Loggins vibe to him. It was like Squidward's idol on the clarinet.
Oh, Kelpie G?
Kelpie G! That's the guy.
That was different, I think. I'm not even going to guess. I'm just going to look up who I'm thinking of.
Well, my points have already been subtracted. So, wait, actually, no. I don't think they were.
You know what? I'm going to give this one to you because, I mean, it is Squidward.
That's it!
I'm assuming it's the right one. It sounds like it's the right one.
God. That is it. Squidward Sticky Land.
Squidward Sticky Land.
Hell yeah.
Terrifying song. It's reminiscent of Return the Slab. It's really scary.
Oh god. Well, in that case I can only go up from here.
The internet is so slow. Jack Kahuna is Johnny Depp in SpongeBob. It's Jack Kahuna.
Was this like pre-Amber Heard trial where everyone knew, or after?
Johnny Depp voiced a very calm and wise character in one episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah.
Johnny Depp was calm? Yeah, he was acting. Let me relax. Wait, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, yep, this may not even be that episode, though. I'm on a tangent. All right, so take your fucking points, Emmett, because now you could possibly beat me. So now,
yeah.
Somehow you've made your way back.
Coming back from downtown, it's Emmett Watkins with the next selection of points.
Actors,
I don't know.
Harder now, like without
actors is so hard. I'm terrified of actors. So how about we go titles for 400 points?
Titles for 400. Patrick and SpongeBob face off in an occupation-based competition.
Oh,
Emmett.
Yeah! Give me the Fry Cook Games. Green Net 800, Emmett 900. It's a new era, new world order.
That has so probably mad. My favorite SpongeBob joke in it, where SpongeBob erases Patrick's name on the name tag.
Oh, my name's not Rick.
I love it so much.
That one's super quotable. One of my favorites is, do this one because I told you to. Because you told me to.
Good Lord.
God, that's a great one.
God. My favorite is when they accidentally commit a bunch of genocide at once and they just do a fish stick joke. Anywho.
Oh, God, yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't phrase that as my favorite, but it is something that happened. To continue my winning streak, may I choose?
My God.
Fuck, there's no easy ones left for me. If there was 100 left, I would have chosen 100. God, I guess I gotta do it. Antagonist for 400 points.
One of the few characters SpongeBob does not get along with after being criticized for not being a good cook by this overweight fish.
Wait, you know what? We don't have anything to judge when we can buzz in.
Yeah.
That kind of stinks here.
Do we want to do this again? Do we want to just open up another buzz room, actually?
Is that okay? And then, four more questions?
I mean, honestly, Josh, it's up to you. It's
up to you guys. I don't matter to me.
As the person winning, I'm cool with what's going on now.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Start a room up, Josh. Let's see here.
Alrighty.
Alright.
I'm going to read it again. One of the few characters SpongeBob does not get along with after being criticized for not being a good cook by this overweight fish. Graydon.
No!
Oh man, I'm taking it back after that 200 I gave you in the beginning. Well, he may get along with him now, but
he might get along with him now.
It is Bubble Bass.
In fact, Bubble Bass.
Did you guys see the thing about Bubble Bass? They did like a who was he being? like the angry video game nerd or something. Oh no.
Oh, Nostalgia Critic.
Nostalgia Critic, yeah. Like a whole episode of Bubble Bass being him. Like, I don't know what SpongeBob is doing these days.
They just continue on because it must, as Nickelodeon's premiere show. Because, hey, let's be honest, you watching The Loud House? Exactly.
Exactly. Nope. No, but even before I came like to do this, I heard my dad be like, oh, we got to watch the new SpongeBob Christmas special. Like, they made another one. It's like, no, you don't have to watch that. But it's nice to know that they're just going to run this property into the ground, I guess.
Yeah, it won't be the same. But hey, at least we get a lot of memes out of it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, how else do you want to insult my pride?
So let's go with actors for 400.
400. Pearl Gallagher in Different Strokes, Mary Finnegan in General Hospital, Miss Elwood in The Benchwarmers, and Miss Applebaum in That's So Raven. Emmett.
Ooh, Mrs. Puff?
Mrs. Puff.
Or oh, Mary thank God. Oh, God.
Mrs. Applebaum. I remember that name.
Thank God you put a visual example, because I was like, Mrs. Someone who's on screen portraying a Mrs. has got to be an older person.
Yeah, that's why I tried to also include Different Strokes in General Hospital on there as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I picked it up. She's been around for a while.
Yeah, no one in their 20s has the last name Gallagher. Unless it's Shameless, and that's a work of fiction.
Oh man, 1200 to 1300 and two.
Yeah, but it's a close one. It's gonna come down these two.
Oh boy. Get at me. Now if we both get one right, then I still win, but you know. It's all I have to do is not get one wrong.
As long as Grain doesn't get one right.
Yeah.
Let's just truce it now. We'll both throw it. And we both abstain from the final two questions.
All right. What he doesn't know is through the internet, I'm crossing my fingers as I say, yes, I agree to this.
Pick your poison here, buddy.
Flip of a coin. You know what? Let's do a really hard one at the very end. So I'm going to do 500 for titles.
For titles. Okay. Squidward, Patrick, and SpongeBob board the Flying Dutchman ship.
Oh, no. All right. Well,
it's not working again. Or you guys just don't know.
I don't know. Grady, yeah, do you know?
I don't know if the boosters are working or not.
I am thinking on it.
There's Grady.
Oh, shiver me timbers.
Oh, if I don't get this, I'd be so pissed. Oh, my God. Tell me. Is it
why?
Why am I throwing it? I know. I'm like, so, oh my God, but I feel
it's
confident.
One word.
It is.
No, I know it now.
It is. Thank you. I was going to fuck it up.
God damn it. You cheated. You got to get. You gotta give me a hint next one.
Emmett had that earlier. You did give a clue after he buzzed.
Yeah, I did have that. I wouldn't have gotten Clancy Brown.
It's called Shanghai.
It is, in fact, called Shanghai.
Sweet! Oh my God.
Danghide, motherfucker.
Did you have that, Emmett?
I knew Shanghai. I absolutely knew that.
I was going to call it Skeleton Crew.
I was thinking Crew something too, but when he said one word, I was like, oh, I see the fucking title card.
Oh, man. What is the name of the Flying Dutchman ship?
I think.
Oh, hell, I don't know.
The
boat should be called the Flying Dutchman, but he's the Flying Dutchman. So do we have a name for the boat? I actually don't think so.
Maybe it's just the Dutchman's quarters. I don't know.
The one where they have to go through the perfume aisle.
Yeah. The makeup department. Anyway.
Is that it, the makeup?
I think it is the perfume department. I blended two different things.
According to SpongeBob Wiki, it says the Flying Dutchman ship, also known as Ship Dutchman or Ship Dutchmana.
Oh my god.
All right, that sounds fake.
Call it.
I need the SpongeBob encyclopedia so bad. Oh man, all right, for all the marbles here, Emmett could still take it.
Ah, oh, fuck me. All right.
Here we go. Actors for 500. Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Commander Quentin McHale in McHale's Navy. Marty Paletti in, well, he was, yeah, Marty. Dominic Santini in Airwolf. Or Carface Carruthers in All Dogs Go to Heaven 2 and the series. Emmett.
I'm going to go with Plankton. Give me Plankton. That is
incorrect. Graydon, would you like to take a guess?
So, if I lose this, I don't lose, right?
You I mean, you have more points than me either
1200.
Way.
That'll be 1200. All right. Is it Squidward?
It is not.
All right.
Should we just keep going and keep deducting points until
someone
gets
it? Oh my god.
Low key. Hey, how about this? Yes, as long as we get the points back.
No, if you get it right, yes, we can give points back.
All right, if I'm right. Okay. Okay. So we said Squidward.
Wait, I just want to make sure, are both of you okay with
it? Graydon, are you okay with that?
For the lols, sure, because if you win, I've legit lost my 200 points. They were mine.
All right.
Oh my god.
Emmett.
All right, we said Mr. Krabs, we said Plankton, we said Sandy. We've said fair,
I didn't even try to buzz there because I thought you hadn't locked them yet. But it's fine. Let Emmett do this.
I'm going to go with the voice of Patrick Starr.
That's incorrect.
Wait, what?
It's not Patrick Starr.
How many more fucking people are there? Oh, this is going to be a bitch. I can already tell. This is going to be so stupid. What side character are we not thinking of?
I can still go lower. Let's All see. Right.
Take a shot. Take a shot every time you hear me be upset.
Lieutenant Sorry. Commander Quentin McHale in McHale's Navy. Marty Paletti in Marty. Dominic Santini in Airwolf. And Carface Carruthers in All Dogs Go to Heaven 2 and the series itself.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go with something crazy. Because I guess I can't lose just yet. Is it Larry the Lobster?
It is not Larry the Lobster.
Alright, back in my realm.
So down in 700, I'm at 300.
If anybody game. Damn. So unless there's some fucking gender is gendering hardcore right now, this has to be a dude.
But then it goes back to my initial question. I like how we're working together on this now. It goes back to my initial question of like, is there a guy playing a girl? I don't think so. But like,
let me just to tell you that what gender?
Yeah, am I right?
The gender of the act is the gender of the character and the actor the same?
Yes.
All right. So I think that answers that question.
Because Dominic and Marty.
How many female presenting Dominics you know?
Yeah, none. I've never seen one. All the other ones are kind of gender neutral, but Dominic kind of sells it as a man. Mm-hmm.
Marty also is a little
Be a girl Marty. I've heard of girl Martys, but Dominic, let's stick with that. That's pretty.
Okay, yeah, Dominic is definitive. Also, you know any female car faces? All right.
Not all bitches go to him.
Goodness gracious. All right, let me think of something. Oh, wait, whose turn is it? Oh, it's back in my realm. Okay.
Whoever buzzes in, or whoever just, if you guys just want to shout it out at this point, I'll just.
I buzzed. I just want to rock. All right. How many more characters are there? Let's go with. Oh, shit. That's not his name. God damn it. How many? Oh, King Neptune.
What? That would be wild.
Give me King Neptune.
Correct.
God damn. There's no one else. There's no other men in this show.
I don't even want to give you guys hints. This is kind of funny.
Is this how Jigsaw feels just watching
people? As the pendulum swings closer. Let's play a game. Yeah.
I like keeping my arms. Graydon, you got anything in you? All right. Can I ask a hint for both of us?
Yeah.
What? Is this a regular character, or is this a character that only pops up in like movies or something?
No, it's a pretty well-known character. It's not like one of the main cast or anything, but
it's definitely like a regular character.
He shows up quite a bit.
Mm.
And usually not alone.
Oh.
Oh my fucking God. I think I know what it is. I think I know. Ooh, you son of a bitch. I think I know what it is. If it's what I think it is, I'm going to be so pissed. Graydon, go ahead and fail so I can win.
Usually not alone. I'm like, is it the cop? that
SpongeBob, known for having police just everywhere, yes.
My initial guy, I was going to be like, I bet it's my leg guy, but I'm not guessing that.
See, I almost said that shit too.
Right? That would have been funny if like Josh did a deep dive on that guy's resume. That's why I layered Lobster. I was hoping. Not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say if you got it, go for it. I mean, you're not.
I mean, at this point, it won't give me more points. How about whoever gets this right just wins?
He's banking on me losing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm just insane. I can't eat, unless I can think about it. Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. You said quite a bit, and the character I have in my head isn't in there quite a bit, but he's been in there multiple times. I just don't know who else it could be.
As a duo or as like more?
This character is normally not alone.
What the fuck does that mean?
My fucking God! You son of a bitch. I know it. Oh, no wonder. I know it so much. Oh, please throw it away, Graydon. Say any name. Say any name.
I will not.
Oh, you dastardly dog.
Oh. What the fuck?
I want to cry. What the hell?
God, dastardly dog. Why can't I think of it? I'm just literally over here like, hum-de-dum, I have no clue.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Please. Oh, my God. I don't even want to say more. I don't want to say more. Because if I give hints, if I just say all the reasons why we should have known, then it'll be more obvious. So I just want to wait. How long can I run out the clock, Doc? Oh, I can't believe I... give it really, a name.
Is it really like somebody that I should just know? We should just know?
Both of you should know this character, yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's one that like we would kick ourselves that we're missing or forgetting.
Did you not hear my feet hit my butt just now?
I mean, I don't necessarily expect you to know what the resume is of this person, but
no. But
you know who the character is, you'll be like, looking at the
results. Didn't help me in any way. Oh my God, when is he from? The fucking 60s?
I don't know.
IMDb'd everything.
I know a lot now.
My eyes have been opened. Oh, motherfucker. I am going to...
I see the Matrix.
I think I've got to abstain.
All right. He's going to abstain, so am I just going to say it and lose anyway?
100-point buffer is just going to be there.
So am I going to speak up and just lose anyway? Is that what's going to happen?
You know what? I will listen. You speak up and you say this, and I will declare that we are evenly matched SpongeBob fans.
All right. I can accept
a pretty close game.
Yeah, very close game. I can accept those terms and conditions. All right. So we ready for it? Graydon, you ready?
I can't wait.
All right. Josh, you ready?
I'm ready.
For the love of God and all that is holy, give me Mermaid Man.
Mermaid Man!
Damn it.
Is it fucking Mermaid Man? There you go.
Fortnite or Mermaid Man.
Oh, Jim got it right as he said it.
Boom.
I was like, what the fuck are any of these movies? And I was like, these got to be old as shit. Wait a minute.
Who else is old as shit in this show?
Exactly. God. Before I thought Mermaid Man, I was about to legitimately say Larry the Cucumber.
I was thinking Squilliam. I was thinking the toads when he said that he's not alone, like it's the meep 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 guys. I was gonna say Gary, but I think that's Tom Kenny.
A part of me deep down really wanted you to say Barnacle Boy and still be wrong.
I thought about it, but I was like, which one of them is older, I'm pretty sure, so I just guessed right.
Oh, wow. That is brilliant.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Certainly the 500 pointer.
I don't know why I couldn't think of them, because you were right. They show up a fuck ton.
Yeah, and never alone.
Never yep. alone.
Oh, except God, for the one it. With every villain is lemons when...
Oh, yeah, where he breaks apart.
He's on his own.
Good I want to be Lord. Barnacle Man, and I want to have an adult-sized hamburger.
Motherfucker, you're 78 years old.
Wow, Josh.
What All right, game. That was great. That was great. That was very entertaining. That was incredible.
And you guys did very well.
Thank you. Thank you. It was lovely. It was a lovely time. And Indeed. Now to finish it all off, Emmett's going to tell me his final four.
Fair enough. I suppose I do owe you such a thing. All right. So the remaining video essay is that you did not guess. If you're keeping score at home, Noah Cole Gervais has been guessed. Jacob Geller has been guessed. ContraPoints has been guessed. And Folding Ideas have been guessed. Starting at the bottom, the entire list, Folding Ideas in last rank. After that, Sarah Z right above Folding Ideas. You might know her from the Homestuck video essay or a bunch of other video essays about internet culture and or like teen girl interests. Right after Sarah Z, Action Button, right above her. Tim Rogers, great videos, weirdly freakish good memory. After that, Innuendo Studios. You might know his series about, what is it, How to Radicalize a Normie, really good video, part of the alt-right playbook. That's the one I was talking about. About talking about right-wing stuff. ContraPoints, you already guessed. Jacob Geller, you already guessed. The one you couldn't guess right under Noah Caldwell Gervais, FD Signifier. Black culture.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. Good guy. And he makes a lot of videos, not just about black culture nowadays, too. He made a good Manosphere video not too long ago. So, yeah, those are all the video essay people. Watch all of them. You'll probably see me write about quite a bit of them in my top video essays of the year article, which I'm going to work on tomorrow. But, yeah. This is fun. Now the game within a game is done, so the game can be done.
That was crazy. We learned a bit about Emmett. We learned a bit about ourselves.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Josh, as always, I thank you. Oh, no, go ahead.
No. I also wanted to say thank you, Josh, for having me on. This was a lot of fun. And yeah, thanks for setting this up. This was a blast.
Yeah, thank you both for coming on and Graydon, thank you for basically getting the idea to do this in the first place.
Yeah, this was this was great, and it was exactly what I wanted. Like, I was hoping that it wasn't going to be just like, what's the name of fucking Pat SpongeBob's boss? Like, not that I thought that's what you would give me, but I'm saying basic trivia questions do that kind of thing. Josh dives into stuff. That other Jeopardy we did, which you should definitely go and watch or listen to, it's I've listened to it again recently, and it's still so freaking entertaining. Like, the way, and I know that you said that you have plenty of these. Yeah, you have like plenty of these made, or at least like you have templates to make. And I really hope that we do more of these this year, because like this coming year, because this is a lot of fun, and it's easy to do. You just get some people together and have some fun.
Hell yeah. Especially
if everything works right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I had a lot of fun here. Hopefully I'll be able to hop on some of these. Hopefully I'll be decent at any of these like I was here. And maybe tune in next time where you can find out what my top five chicken finger restaurants are.
Oh, my God.
That's also on here.
Not KFC. Raising Cane's.
Popeyes.
Fuck. Popeyes. All right, y'all are running through these, actually.
What's that Dave one? That's like
Champs, Churches,
Checkers.
All right, I don't think you're gonna guess the last two because they are regional.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think y'all have Zaxby's or Huey Magoo's over there.
Zaxby's is what I was guessing. Human Magoo's.
Huey Magoo's, like Huey P. Newton.
Okay.
Yeah, but now Raising Cane's is number one, Popeye's two, Zaxby's three, Huey Magoo's four, KFC five. And now that that's been revealed, tune in next time to find out my top five Emmets that are not me.
Fun anecdote about Raising Cane's before we leave. I applied for a job there, and I was like, I got the call back and everything. It was to be a manager, and they were like, cool. So we have a couple restaurants in like the Boston area, but we don't have a training store near you. So we'd have to send you to Texas for eight fucking weeks.
Oh my God.
Or Arizona. And I was like, yeah, goodbye.
That's insane.
Yeah, really wild. So we're getting some Raising Cane's in Boston, but don't apply to be a manager around here because you're not gonna have a good time unless you're down to travel. But that just ain't me.
I don't know if I'm gonna travel to be a manager at a fast food restaurant. I don't know if I got that in me.
Yeah, it didn't seem like lucrative.
Yeah, unless they're paying for literally everything down there.
Yeah. Well, on that high note. Merry VGUmas.
Yes. Merry VGUmas. Hopefully you're enjoying your holiday as well, and or new year. Yeah, we got content coming. I think by this time the video essay thing is already written, so look forward to that, or enjoy that as it's here already.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know when this one's going up, but
we'll have some podcast up. I mean, if we end up sticking to the schedule that I had put in there yesterday.
Yes, I did see it.
Be going up. This would go up like the third day. So Josh has a video up. We have a podcast up, and then we're going to start shelling out things for the next like 10 days. So keep it locked to everything that we do, all of our websites and YouTubes and, this podcast feed.
Hell yeah. We got stuff coming. Look forward to it. Also look forward to Spoonful. I think we're doing a Spoonie soon, so look forward to that as well.
Oh, the
Spoonies. Yeah, do either of you want to promote what you have coming up?
Oh, well, as far as it goes for me, yeah, Spoonies is coming up soon. Welcome to the thing with Khalif Adams just went up. He was a guest on that episode, so that was a really fun combo. Freaknik 2 happened in North Korea. Look forward to it. And that's all I got. I'm going back to school next year, which I got to sign up for that class probably right after this or in the morning. So look forward to that. That'll be fun. But yeah, anyway, that's where I'm at. Hey, high five for the betterment of life.
Also, the Spoonies is like an entertainment awards, right? If I remember it from last year, it's just kind of your favorite things of the year.
Yeah, just general favorite things, but it's not necessarily just media. It can be whatever. I think last year it was like, what's your favorite internet thing? And maybe I'll talk more about AI-generated songs.
Well, in before Mario goes off about the fucking Eras Tour movie.
Lord have mercy. God bless him. I got to watch Renaissance before we have that convo.
My God. Yeah, oh, freaking Taylor Swift was in my neck of the woods today. Josh's game. He probably saw her.
Yep.
Yeah. How does it feel that every time you watch football now, she's there, Josh?
Oh, it's just dandy. I love those every freaking 20 minutes.
They show her more than the game.
Yep.
Well, I have Jesus Christ, Indie Book Club. Internet Book Club, we'd be here for freaking years. The Indie Book Club, Thomas Was Alone, is probably the podcast that went up probably yesterday. That was the Benjamin's Flight DLC. We have finished that game now. It's going to be on, I say hiatus, but probably, I mean, I wanted to say for the rest of the year, but then we're going to do Game of the Year stuff, so I don't think I'm going to make us do that. But when you're listening to this, I will tell you our next game is Oxenfree. We are going to be playing that.
Yeah.
Try to pick it up wherever, because it's probably cheap in a Steam sale or other things sale. And we'll probably start that up around the end of January or something. So, yeah, that's that. Also, go follow our social medias, because I'm trying to get those up and running. We have a link tree that has our TikTok and our Instagram now and our everything else. Facebook, Snapchat, whatever you want.
Yes, indeed. We're on Turntable FM. Follow us. I'm kidding. Yeah. We're not on Turntable FM. I don't think that site exists anymore.
Justin.tv.
I'll look and see if we can just put it up there just this episode.
If only.
Well, send us out of here, Josh.
All right. I'm bad at this. So thank you for listening. Hopefully you liked everything you heard. Go check out all of the other stuff. And hopefully we'll see you on another day of VGU Miss. Emmett, do you want to give us your call out?
Oh, yeah. Sign off. As I always say, keep it real, keep it true, and keep out of my SpongeBob domain. I rule this town. <For now>. And with that being said, I shall wrap it up. Where did I put the link? Hold on. Which chat are we in?
/end. It's always /.
I don't even type end. I just find the thing, the box that popped up.
This has been a VGU.TV production. For all of the hottest hot takes and other opinions on video games, music, and a lot more, tune in to VGU.TV.